Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Paul Salmons is a specialist in difficult histories. He's a curator and education consultant. Paul, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. It is a great pleasure. Well, I hope it will be, but let's see how it goes. Let's talk about this exhibition opening in Johannesburg coming up soon. It's actually been on in the United Kingdom. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's called Seeing Auschwitz, and the exhibition is really taking as its starting point. I'm sorry, I've got quite an echo on this line. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you without the echo, so don't stress. As long as you can bear hearing yourself twice, which is a bit, it's one of our worst things is hearing yourself or repeating yourself. But anyway, but go for it.
So, the exhibition is about Auschwitz, of course. It takes as its starting point an absolutely remarkable piece of evidence, a single photograph album of some 200 photographs, which are actually the only photographic record we have of arrival and selection at any of the Nazi death camps. The problem with this particular album is that the photographs were taken by the SS themselves. Of course, they were the only ones who would be in a position to take these photos, which are clearly not clandestine at all. But we are forced to see Auschwitz to a large extent through the SS gaze. So the story that they're telling is one of a process of work. They see the arrivals there as people to be processed. They are unloading the trains. They are sorting people. We see them march to the gas chambers. These photographs are the key source for many exhibitions around the world, for the films that people make, the way that directors dress and stage their actors. But as I say, the ethical dilemma for us, which is not usually addressed, is that actually we're looking through the eyes of the perpetrators. And this exhibition is asking us to look at these photographs again with a closer look, and tries hard to rehumanize the people in these photos, to look beyond the perpetrator's gaze, to look more closely at those in the images, to understand who they were and where they came from. And then we juxtapose those photographs with a range of other images which are far less known, many of them actually created by the victims themselves or by the outside world, and try to take a fresh look at Auschwitz through this range of images.
It's so interesting. What has the reaction been to the exhibition?
It's been overwhelming, to be honest. The visitors that we have in London, of course, it's a difficult subject. So we ask a lot of a visitor who comes to an exhibition like this, because it's emotionally challenging. It's also something we're asking people to do some work, not just to see images as illustrations, but to look more critically and to think about the kind of ethics of what we're looking at, and to choose for themselves which are the images which are most powerful, which are most moving. And we can see on social media the kinds of things that people are choosing. And actually, I think what is powerful, though, is the degree of agency that visitors feel. So although it's a very hard subject, clearly they are engaging with this in a very kind of deep and meaningful way. The photographs that they choose, whether that's a photograph taken by the SS, as it sometimes is, but they're looking into it in a different way. Or one of the photographs of the Jewish Sonderkommando, who actually managed to take photographs with a smuggled camera, or drawings that an inmate took, or the issues that arise for us today in terms of how we still continue to see atrocities before our eyes around the world. And people are making very strong links to the need for kind of further action today, for more action.
Absolutely incredible. When will this be in South Africa?
So it's opening very soon on the 13th of November in Johannesburg, at the Holocaust and Genocide Centre. And we're very grateful to Tali Nates and our colleagues there for bringing it to this new audience in South Africa. And after Johannesburg, next year it will move to both Durban and to Cape Town. So we're really excited to, as I say, bring the exhibition to new audiences and to hear the reactions of audiences, of visitors there, and what kinds of different sorts of meanings they make. I mean, one of the things which is exciting for us about bringing the exhibition to the Holocaust and Genocide Centre is, in London, this exhibition is very much a standalone piece. You know, visitors will come with their understandings of Auschwitz. This exhibition, as I say, just stands on its own. But in Johannesburg, visitors will have the opportunity to place it into a wider context, because, of course, there's an excellent Holocaust exhibition there as well. And how these images relate and how our exhibition relates to that, I think, will be extremely powerful, because I think visitors will look again at some of the images in that exhibition and see them with different eyes. And also the understandings which they get from that Holocaust exhibition will place ours in context. There's also, of course, in that museum, relationships to other genocides, which are strong links made in our exhibition too. And the way that these will speak to each other, and of course, the difficult history in South Africa of apartheid, which is addressed in this exhibition as well. You know, new ideas, I think, will emerge, and we're really looking forward to hearing what visitors think.
Certainly, I'm looking forward to seeing this exhibition. That is Paul Salmon, who is a specialist in difficult histories, curator and pedagogue and education consultant. That is now going to be on display from the 13th of November.